Hey there, and welcome to Insomnia Insight number 350. I'm Coach Daniel, and I'm super excited having you here. I am going to share some really brilliant overthinking from a fellow insomniac on his way towards no longer being an insomniac. So again, super, super happy having you here, and I have something really exciting to share with you. Before we go over, you know, the four potential choices you have when it's nighttime and you're wondering, should I do this or should I not do this? We're going to go over that in a second. I just want to share very briefly how this episode happened. So Hugo is one of our new clients in our cell coaching class. And yesterday I opened our Slack forum and there it was, this message that I'm about to share with you. And as soon as I read it, I was like, this is brilliant. I can't wait to share it. I asked Hugo, he said, sure. Go ahead and share it. So let's take a look at this, and then we'll see kind of what the key insights here are. So again, imagine yourself in a position where you're like, okay, it's nighttime. Should I do this or should I not do this? This is how you analyze that scenario. So Hugo wrote the following yesterday. Hey guys, I'd like to share a little triumph or maybe even a big one I had yesterday. I was very, very tired in the evening, but still, I really felt like watching the sci-fi action movie. This is where I often get caught up in doubts. Should I do it? Maybe it'll work me up too much to sleep, too much input, etc. The safe way to go would then be to read instead, just listen to music. But now the thought occurred to me that there are multiple options here. Number one, if I don't watch the movie and I do sleep, that will be a signal to my own brain that it is indeed good to not watch movies in the evening. I will have created another thing on the list of do's and don'ts. It will make me less free. Number two, if I don't watch the movie and I don't sleep, that is absolutely the worst option because then I will not have done what I wanted to do and there's not even a payoff for that. Number three, if I do watch the movie and I don't sleep, I will at least have done something that I really enjoy and I will have loosened my ties to control mechanisms. Number four, if I do watch the movie and still I sleep, that will give you so much freedom next time around. I won't feel so much pressure in the evening to do or not do certain things because I'll know it won't affect my sleep. I have undergone option two so many times in my life, and the result was a huge frustration. I did so many things right, but still didn't get any sleep. This will lead me to despair. But now it's so clear. Of course I didn't sleep. I invested so much in it. Anyway, my takeaway from these four options is that I always lose if I choose option one or two, and I always win if I choose option three or four. So how did it go? I watched the movie and my brain was constantly signaling me to stop. You're going over your boundaries here. This will definitely ruin your sleep, etc. I realized it really takes courage to do this. I was, however, able to finish the movie, also able to enjoy it a whole lot. And guess what? I slept wonderfully afterwards. It was such a nice message, you know. It had all the components of a nice, you know, narrative, like the build-up, the thinking, and then that kind of finale there when Hugo slept really, really well. And I think the key insight is exactly what Hugo says here. Insomnia really comes from a place of fear. It comes from a place where your brain has started to think that it is bad to be awake at night. Wakefulness is not good. It's a threat. I have to do something to escape it. And when you do things to kind of try to preserve, protect your sleep, escape from that threat of wakefulness, you reinforce that narrative that is making you have trouble sleeping, because the more fear you have, the more trouble sleeping you have. So just as Hugo says, option one and two are not good. Option three or four are always the right ones. So what have we learned here? Let's take a look at the key insights. Well, triumph. You know, Hugo says in the beginning of the message here that this was a big triumph, and it was not because he slept. You know, super important here. We should never think of sleeping as a win or a triumph because that creates performance anxiety. You know, it leads us to like, what did I do to sleep so much? I gotta do that again. I gotta win again. No, that's not the triumph. The triumph is that Hugo chose hope over fear. He chose something he wanted to do over protecting sleep. That is always the right thing. Super, super important one. Number two, here's the big one. Overthinking can work in your favor. So many that have trouble sleeping are like overanalyzes, overthinking, and just like, you know, is it this? Is it that? Should I do this? Should I do that? Which keeps you in this loop of like, you know, having trouble sleeping. But guess what? When you start understanding sleep, your amazing ability to overthink and overanalyze can lead you in the right direction big time. It can really get you into trouble, and it can get you out of trouble as well. Hope you really, really enjoyed this episode. And I want to thank Hugo so much for sharing these insights. If you want to join Hugo in our brand new self-coaching master program, we get support from peers and coaches. Check it out on thesleepcoachschool.com. If you'd rather check out Bedtime, where education, support, and coaching is packaged in a beautiful little app, then head to the App Store and check it out. I'm coaching there. So with that said, thanks so much, everyone. If you have any questions, don't hesitate. Questions at thesleepcoachschool.com. Please leave comments. Look forward to having you back here real soon. Until then, take it easy.